Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Well, it's the final hour of the show. If you are just now headed home, or maybe you're headed somewhere else on this Tuesday evening, welcome into Wire to Wire. I'm Cole Bryson Diesel on vacation. He'll be back tomorrow, as we will be live tomorrow at Ingles Markets. Which one? I'm glad you asked. We'll be live tomorrow in Boiling Springs on Asheville Highway. It's the Springfield location for you locals. It's right across the street from Mountain View Prep. That's where we will be tomorrow, 3 to 7, right here on the Fan Upstate. If you want an Ingles gift card, come see us tomorrow at Ingles. But reminder, Upset Picks Challenge opens tomorrow at 4. If you haven't gotten in and you say, well, Cole, the season's almost over. No. Still plenty of time for you to get in on the Upset Picks Challenge. The college football playoff poll will be released tonight, the first one of the season. Bracket projection coming up here in just a little while. Also, we do have two college football games tonight. These two tonight, obviously not eligible for the Upset Picks Challenge, as Wednesday games and so on will be eligible. But tonight, 7 o'clock, Kent State, Ball State, Maction on a Tuesday. Ball State favored by 1.5. Also tonight at 7 o'clock, 2-6, Northern Illinois. More Maction versus 4-4 Toledo. So two games tonight, better than nothing, right? And it's on ESPN. You and ESPN, too. So if you have YouTube TV like I do, well, you're out of luck. You're SOL. I said in the last hour that I might hold out. I don't know. I think my holdout might end. I don't know if I can take this any longer. I might be making the switch to Hulu TV tonight. This is just, I've had enough. I cannot go another day without ESPN channels. So we'll see. You know what I just did? I just read the two games that are tomorrow night. I just read tomorrow's games. So scratch that. Kent State, Ball State, and Northern Illinois and Toledo's tomorrow night. Those games are eligible. I was looking at the wrong day. That's my bad, my fault. I apologize. Tonight, the two games, it's even better. It's 7 o'clock, 0-8, Massachusetts versus 3-6, Akron. That's a barn burner. Also at 7 o'clock, Miami of Ohio versus Ohio. More Maction. So Maction tonight, Maction tomorrow night. Again tonight, Massachusetts, Akron, Miami of Ohio versus Ohio. The battle of the Ohio tonight. Sorry, I shouldn't say that. You Ohio State Buckeye fans will get upset with me for that. Tolos, want to hear from you at 844-326-3663. Phone lines are open. The Hub City Spartan Burgers text line also open. You can leave a comment in the chat where you can watch the show live on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube. 209 of you are watching right now, and appreciate the heck out of you. However you're watching or listening to the show, like I said, maybe you're on the way home from work. And let me tell you this. I'm looking to my right, looking out of the Ingles Market Studios, and it is just pitch black dark outside. And I am so over. I am so over the daylight savings time already. I hate it. I don't care if you don't do the whole clock thing, falling back. I don't care. I don't like it getting dark this early. It sucks. I don't want it this dark at 7. I like July where it doesn't get dark till 8:30 during the summer. That's what I like. Last night and Sunday night, you know, you're sitting there, you're thinking, man, it's got to be late. And you look at the clock, it's only like 7:05. It felt like 14 p.m. last night, right? So not a fan of the daylight savings. I actually hate it so much that last night I was already Googling when we go back to normal daylight savings, and we don't have this darkness. Dewey says on the stream, Cole's scared of the dark. I don't like it, Dewey. I'm not a fan of it. Not a fan, to be quite frank with you. I think it's like early March, first weekend of March or something, we get our daylight back. So, oh, I hate it. I hate it being dark this early. All right, we've got to get to what Dabo Swinney said today in his weekly press conference. We react to it. I also, let me see if I can find it real quick. I wanted to play the piece about the officials before we get to Dabo's opening statement, because it was juicy. Dabo Swinney sounded off on the officials today, and he just got fined, but Dabo Swinney didn't hold back. He just didn't hold back, even after going at him. Let me see if I can pull it up. It was telling. I'll tell you that. It was really telling when you talk about his frustrations with the officials on Saturday. I'll have that audio for you. I did want to get to this, though. I missed it earlier. In case you missed it as well, class of 2026 edge rusher Franklin Whitley has committed to Florida State. 6'6", 265-pound edge rusher from Greenville, South Carolina, chose the Seminoles over South Carolina, Clemson, and Alabama. So we have a local product here in Greenville heading to Tallahassee. All right, Dabo Swinney, what do you say today? I'll shut up. Here's Dabo.
Take it away. Okay, good morning. Another tough opportunity this week. Tough opponent with Florida State. Both teams kind of similar in a lot of ways, and we've had some tough losses throughout our season. But all that goes out the window Saturday night. It's Clemson, Florida State. So huge game for both teams, and good football team. Obviously, a new defensive coordinator for them. They're doing some different things on that side of the ball. But typical Florida State, bunch of guys that are big, strong, and can run, a lot of athletic, guys in the secondary, downhill guys at backer, big inside, especially at number 6. So, very multiple, similar to Duke that we just played, in that they're very aggressive and very downhill type of defense, but I'd say probably a little bit more multiple with their coverage and in and out of 3 and 4 down. And then offensively, they're number one total offense in the country. So they're explosive. All starts with the quarterback scoring 40 points a game and 500-something yards a game.
All right, going to get back to that. Dabo talking about Florida State like he does pretty much every opponent, talking them up and how good they are, right? But I want to get to this audio of him. This is pretty juicy stuff when it comes to the officiating. If you haven't heard this yet, Clemson fans, you might enjoy this, or you might not.
It's impactful. So, as opposed to just getting a report on Monday, you turn in 10. Yeah, we had a game. I'm not criticizing. I ain't going to tell you the game. I'm not going to say the game. But we're only allowed to turn in, there's a system of accountability, but y'all don't know anything about it. It's behind a curtain. How dare we have accountability In the meantime, we got gambling issues going on, people being suspended, all that kind of stuff, right? Yep. I mean, refs are people too. It ain't just coaches and players. And if they're a part of the game, then by God, they ought to be a part of the game. And they ought to be a part of the accountability, and they ought to be a part of the consequences, not just behind some shadowy curtain. Like, no, they ought to have to answer for it. And listen, there's judgment calls and all that, and I mean, we just have to disagree to disagree. But there's also absolute flat-out misses with no consequences. And, you know, and you get a sheet, we're allowed to turn in 10 calls. All right, and so we had a game earlier this year that we lost. I had 14 I wanted to turn in, but I only turned in 10. All right. I thought 8 were wrong, but got back. Yep, missed it. 5 of the 10 were wrong. And, I mean, these are game-changing calls. Obvious pass interference not called that takes you off the field. But, yeah, we just get it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This will be addressed with the crew and yada, yada, yada. Okay? Yeah, but you ain't no public. There's no public accountability. Ain't none of that. So that's the system. The system needs to change. It needs to be changed. There needs to be challenge opportunity. And we need full-time officials. If you're going to have this type of stakes, it needs to be full-time officials.
Challenge possibilities and full-time officials per Dabo Swinney is what he wants. And look, I can't say, I'm not going to sit here and say, like, that one call Saturday is the only reason they lost the game, because it's not. Their defense was horrible. Busted coverage. He said it. Bust. And no, he wasn't talking about the players being bust, regardless of what people say. It was busted coverage. He was literally going on to talk about defensive coverages. So regardless of what people tell you, he was saying bust as in busted coverages. You can make that into something else if you want to, but he was saying busted coverages. The call was horrible. That's not the reason they lost the game. They lost the game because defensively it was that. Bust. Now, I will say, I do agree with Dabo. I like the public accountability, the officials. We've talked about it on this show before. Why don't these officials have to go to a press conference after the game and you know, answer questions from the media? Why don't these officials, why aren't they actually held accountable? I'm with them on that. And full-time officials, I'm with them, because it's hard to do a job that is as demanding as that job when you're part-time and you really aren't in a full-time role. I'm with them. I think you also want the opportunities in-game to be able to challenge. I don't want every single call challenge to where it slows down the game, but I think I agree with them.
In the meantime, we got gambling issues going on, people being suspended, all that kind of stuff, right? Yep. I mean, refs are people, too.
Refs are people too. I wanted to hit that piece of audio one more time. Refs are people too. Is he insinuating that refs are throwing the game, that they're gambling on the games? I don't think so. I'm just saying I do understand, like, the accountability aspect of it. To his point, you're able to turn in as a coach, you're able to turn in these 10 plays after every game to the conference. Well, you turn them in, and then the conference comes back and says, oh, yeah, you were right. We were wrong. Okay, well, what now? What then? There is no accountability. So look, I've been hard on Dabo, but I'm with Dabo on that. There is no accountability. Nothing changes. Nothing happens. They don't have to answer for it. I know that referees can be suspended and taken off a crew, yada, yada, yada. But at the end of the day, Dabo Swinney's 100% right there in that instance when talking about the officiating. All right, more of his opening statement talking about Florida State this weekend.
Does a great job. Obviously known Gus a long time and been against him many times. I've always had a lot of respect for how he puts it together. He's very committed to running the football. They're eighth in the country in rush offense. And anytime he's got a quarterback that's really committed to running the system, they're a problem. And, you know, number one for them is a great football player. I think he's a great competitor. I thought that when he was at BC. Just always admired his game. He's a very good thrower.
Talking about Castellanos.
He can push the ball down the field. But he's a creator. I mean, he can create explosives, not only with his arm, but he can create explosives with his patience and sitting in there and holding the ball, but also with his ability to scramble and create. So they do a good job as far as the scheme and how they formation. A lot of motions, a lot of eye candy. There's going to be 7 or 8 shots. There's going to be 3 or 4 reverses. There's going to be a bunch of screens, you know, and you kind of know what's coming, but it's hard to defend, you know, because of you know, how they formation it, how they put it together, and how he calls it. He's got a great feel for it. That's why he's been so successful for so long. A lot of double moves and, you know, a bunch of special type plays, game specific plays that Gus has always done a good job with. So we got our hands full, and especially coming off the game we just played defensively, we have to play a lot better, especially.
But you know what? I'll stop the audio real quick. You shouldn't have your hands full, Dabo. Florida State's 4-4. You have your hands full because your team's no good either. Florida State is a 4-4 football team, for crying out loud. They are 15th in the ACC. What are we talking about here? You have your hand. And again, Dabo does this every week, and a lot of coaches do. It's not just Dabo. He talks up his opponents like they're playing the Buffalo Bills. But Florida State, after starting 3-0, and yes, they did have a win over a good Alabama team, they've lost 4 games in a row before they beat Wake Forest on Saturday. Virginia, Miami, Pittsburgh, Stanford. Loss, 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 loss. You have your hands full because you're underperforming, not because Florida State's good. That's my opinion.
When it comes to just having everybody on the same page. But we look forward to the challenge. And, again, I always got good skill in the return game as well. So look forward to it this weekend. And then, you know, just a couple other things I would touch on. One, say happy birthday to my stepdad, Larry. His birthday is today. And, you know, just very thankful for him. He's been a great grandfather to our kids, you know, for the last, I don't know, my mom and Larry have been married about 27 years or so, and so he's been a blessing in my life and really a blessing for my mom. It's been awesome. So his birthday's today, so happy birthday, Larry. And then my mom's birthday is tomorrow, and she is the toughest person I know. She's amazing, and she's 81 tomorrow. So happy birthday to my sweet mama. And then also tomorrow is a really, really special day for our foundation, and just got so many people to thank. You know, PJ and Lexi and Tracy and Prince Wimley and Robin Wilson and April Zarsty, William Luce, Fred Gilmer, C.J. Spiller, Will Henderson, Lisa Bundrick, Rich Davies, Josie Bonamy, I think I said April, Lee Powell, Ava, Abby, and so many other volunteers that help us year round. Tomorrow's a big day. We're going to give out $1.15 million tomorrow at lunch to, I think it's 296 organizations that applied for grants. I think there were a little over 400 that applied. And then especially just want to thank Kath. I mean, she just does such a great job. And this is really a passion for her. And, so it's a blessing, but all of these people and our volunteers and, you know, we work all year. This is one of my favorite days every single year to be able to go to this luncheon and to see so many people being served through the foundation. And so literally 1.15 million will go into all these organizations.
All right, that's all the Dabo we have time for today. Let's see. Texter says the replay booth should review every call and alert the ref if the call should be reviewed and changed during the whole game, particularly pass interference. And look, I'm with you. I think, look, it's not the only reason they lost the game. It's not. But my goodness, he's right. He's 100% right. And I know it's not the time to talk about it because you just lost again. And I get why people are upset, but it is horrendous. This officiating is just, Brett McMurphy even quoted that video of Dabo Swinney today and said he's 100% spot on. He's 100% spot on with that. Unfortunately, everybody's going to give him a hard time about it because time and place, they just lost because of a big call. So it's tough. I hate it for him, but the reality is you also gave up, 46 points? So not good there either. Lou Bezjak, the state newspaper, talking high school football playoffs next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.